This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. What I want to talk about right now is Area 51 and a million people that have said that they are going to storm Area 51.
They can't stop us all.
They can't stop us all. Let's see them aliens. Those are the quotes. And I think this is just exciting. I mean, the internet I can't think of any time in the past the internet has come up with this kind of idea. Let's all get together this is basically a giant flash mob.
Mm-hmm.
And flash mobs are usually put together in a more surreptitious fashion. This is a Facebook post.
They're not usually announced publicly. This is not only announced publicly, but 2.5 months in advance publicly.
Right. So every cop, soldier, sailor, airman, and marine within 1,000 miles of Area 51 can easily be mustered up to do whatever it is that they need to do. And
secure the perimeter.
A million people? Agreed. They cannot stop them all. However, I think that they could just get rid of whatever the alien body or whatever it is they claim that somebody thinks they might have there.
Yeah, you were saying that they could just move all the aliens out before September or whatever the date is.
Right, they don't even have to have a location to move them to. They just put them out on an aircraft carrier. Try to find them now, Internet.
Yeah, try to storm an aircraft carrier. Your Naruto run.
Yeah, the Naruto run. This is great. They've even got other stuff here. But they're basically people who know nothing about modern military techniques trying to storm an Air Force base in rural Nevada. Should be lots of fun. Going on with the article here from Washington Times, after refusing for decades to acknowledge Area 51 even existed, the CIA declassified documents in 2013 referring to the 8,000-square-mile installation by name and locating it on a map near the Dry Groom Lake Bed. This thing's about 80 miles outside of Vegas, by the way, north-northwest. The base has been testing ground for top-secret aircraft, including the U-2 spy plane. Now, I happen to know a pretty famous U-2 pilot, not that there's very, I mean, famous in the sense of U-2 pilots.
Right. Well, there weren't that many U-2 pilots.
No, this guy happens to have had more time in the air in the U-2 than any other pilot ever. And let's see, in the 1950s, top secret, including 1950s, and then later the B-2 stealth bomber. Any attempt to illegally access the area is highly discouraged, the Air Force said in a statement released.
Highly discouraged.
I like that kind of verbiage because it doesn't threaten outwardly.
It's not an outright, blatant, in-your-face threat.
Right.
It's just, you should really think about your life choices before you do this.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. So, it's amazing. So this little hotel here, the little Alien, whatever, this hotel is apparently just being inundated with calls.
Yeah, they've got 10 rooms. They've been booked solid since the day after this Facebook posting, and their phone's still ringing off the hook.
Yeah. It goes on here. It says the West, this is the person that runs the hotel. Motel motel is what this is. West is apprehensive about what might happen if a big crowds arrive. It's a little scary to think that many people could descend on a town of 54 people. How can you prepare? Down the state highway, 375, dubbed the extraterrestrial highway, Linda Looney, at the Alien Research Center gift shop and campsite, told the Sun she was concerned about the effect of the Facebook post. I don't think it's just a passing fancy, she said. Lincoln County Sheriff Kerry Lee said he doesn't expect many people to actually show up. Well, I intend to. If they're going to show up, I'm going to be there just to talk to them. I want to get some video. I want to get some audio. I want to call in.
Interviews, yeah.
Yeah. The county spokesman Ben Rowley tallied up 184 hotel rooms in the county, but Lee said 500 or 1,000 sudden visitors could create traffic, parking, and congestion issues in a jurisdiction with 26 sworn sheriff's deputies and about 5,200 permanent residents, mostly in rural towns including Caliente, Pioche, Panaca, and Alamo.
Yeah, where are you going to put all these people? I mean, even 10,000 people coming out there to the desert, there are 184 hotel rooms. They've all got to go stay back in Vegas or throw up tents, something.
They're worried about 1,000 people showing up, let alone 1,000,000. I mean, many factors higher.
I don't know how you get 1,000,000 people in there. It's a two-lane road.
It'd be a giant parking lot.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is most of the land there is flat. Most of the land there isn't the kind of thing you're going to sink into. So you could probably park your front-wheel drive car just on the side of the road.
Yeah, probably so.
And, you know, it would be fine. I don't know. I think this started out as a joke, but there may be enough people taking it seriously, and it could be a problem, the sheriff said. Someone is going to get hurt, and people may go to jail. It's not anything to joke about. Let's talk about the jail for a second.
Yeah, they're not going to have enough jail space for.
They're not going to have enough room in the back of their cop cars. I mean,
what did they say? 26 sheriff's deputies in this county?
26 sheriff's deputies, no police, likely.
Mm.
And this is a county that's. I don't know how. I didn't look at how big the county was. I did look up where this place was in Nevada, but counties out there. They tend to be real big.
Everything's still big out there.
Yeah. County map of Nevada. And, I mean, I can only imagine what happens if this many people show up. Yeah, if this is in Nye County, which it looks like it could be,
mm-hmm.
It could be Clark. Clark is huge, likely the size of, I'm guessing, Connecticut.
Clark County is where Las Vegas is.
That's correct.
So everything else is outside of, isn't it?
It looks like it's closer to Lincoln County, which is probably the size of, say, I'm just guessing here. I just got to spitball this from looking at the size of Nevada. I'm guessing that this is the size of, say, New Hampshire and Vermont combined.
As far as I know, and I'd have to get a map to look and confirm it, but as far as I know, the Area 51 is in that big green one there.
The Nye County?
Nye County, okay.
It could be. They actually mentioned this Poche, whatever the town is here, in the article. So I'm tending to think it's the one next to that.
Hmm.
Panaca? Yeah, maybe that. Oh, okay. Pioche. Pioche. Caliente, Pioche, Panaca, and Alamo are in this county of 5,200 permanent residents. This town has 54 people in it.
Hmm.
Basically, you know, there's probably a diner, this inn, and a gas station.
Yeah, and the gift shop.
Yeah, the gift shop on the campground headed out towards Area 51, so you can go there and take a picture of the gate that says, get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is. I don't know. I haven't been to any of these places. I don't know. Never gone to Area 51. If this is a real thing, I'm planning on going out there and seeing it. I may not.
Yeah, now I kind of want to go.
I don't want to die over this, I can assure you, but I'm curious. And, you know, I mean, basically, I think you better, if you're going to go, you better bring your own sleeping arrangements.
Yeah, you pretty much have to. I mean, you can stay in Vegas, but you still have to drive out there, and it's...
You better start driving at 3 o'clock in the morning.
At 3 o'clock in the morning is when they start running.
Oh, when they start doing it. Yeah, you better... God knows! I don't even know. So 3 o'clock in the morning is 6 o'clock in the morning East Coast time.
Mm-hmm.
So the East Coasters will have an advantage because, you know, some of them might actually get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to work. So showing up for this wouldn't be that terrible. I don't think the government, even the government, is this dumb. You know, that we already know that they can move whatever they would need to move out of there. If the best thing for them to do is to just open up the gates and get everybody a tour.
Mm.
All right, come on in. Everybody, we're going to walk through. We're going to take a look at here's the big airstrip. you know, there's the control tower.
There's
there you
the go. Stealth bomber. There's nothing. The U2. And
yeah, take some pictures and get the hell out.
Bye.
855. These people paid for it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I should be able to get a picture of a B-2.
Libertarianism is about living in a more free society. But what about living a free life? If you're stuck in a job, business, or relationship where you're not free, what good is a free society to you? You can live a more free life. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. If you want to talk about this situation where a million people from the internet may very well descend upon Area 51 to see them aliens.
No, I don't think it's going to be a million.
Probably not, but at this point, that's how many people have said that they're going to go and are interested, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. You take that for what it's worth. I tend to agree with you, Michael.
Probably not worth a whole lot. I mean, people will say they're going on Facebook and then not show up all the time.
Happens all the time. They'll forget.
Oh, was that today? I guess I forgot to get my plane tickets and hotel room.
But this little 10-room no-tell motel in near Area 51 called the... Little Alien with two N's, I-N-N, is, it's got 10 rooms, and they're booked, and the phone won't stop ringing. The Connie West here says, it doesn't stop. Our phone won't stop ringing. And I imagine a lot of people can show up. It's within 80 miles of Las Vegas.
Yeah, I imagine everything within 80 miles of Area 51, their phones are ringing off the hook.
There's 150,000 hotel rooms in Vegas. That'll handle...
That's probably enough for everybody.
A lot of Naratu runners. And then anybody who has their own sort of camping gear, whatever it might be, whether it's an RV or whatever it is. But, you're welcome to call in about that. The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. As in Freedom, want to tell you about the AMP program. Be an amplifier, like Shooter is. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up to be a silver amplifier, like Shooter is. And you can help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We do this to spread the ideas of liberty. If you believe in the ideas of liberty... then you should be pretty happy with the amplifiers helping us get on 200 radio stations. All it takes to get on more stations, get more podcast downloads, is money. That's it. You want to spread the ideas of liberty? It's that easy.
Yeah. This is not your typical radio station program where you're paying $5 a month so the host can go drink on the weekends or whatever.
We're going to do that anyway.
We're going to do that anyway, but we're using our own money for that.
Right.
The AMP program money is specifically for promoting the show and getting it on more radio stations and getting more people on the internet to listen to it.
Right. So if you like these ideas...
And you want other people to hear this.
I think it's the best use of your liberty-oriented outreach dollar.
Absolutely.
And because we don't pay anybody with it. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the Discord line and see how this works out here. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk
Live.
What's on your mind?
Can you hear me all right, Mike?
Sort of. Go ahead.
You sound a bit over-modulated there on your mic. You might want to turn your mic and put down a bit.
I'll tone it down. I do have a loud voice, as everybody tells me.
Well, tell me what you're thinking with that loud voice.
I'm going for it. The issue to me is that I really want a Republican form of government that doesn't involve itself but in the protection of individual rights.
So you want this constitutional government that was sort of laid out in the United States Federal Constitution many, many, many long years ago that they really didn't stick to very well, right?
I don't actually want that same one. I want one that's similar to that, but that has the correct improvements. I mean, number one, the violating of the Constitution ought to be a punishable crime.
Well, this is one thing that they'll tell you in a lawyer in school, right? You go to law school. They'll tell you a law that has no punishment is pointless.
It may as well not even be a law.
You can call the Constitution of the United States the highest law in the land, but there is not in there any form of punishment for anybody who violates it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the big issue, though, is that it's a tiny, tiny, tiny government. You know, that I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about an imaginary tiny government, because the United States federal government is not tiny.
No. What they have, I'm going on 4 to 5 orders of magnitude larger than it should be. I'm really serious about this. This is not what we signed up for, even at its worst interpretation.
I don't know that I didn't sign up for anything.
No, I didn't sign up for anything. But they told me I was getting in school.
Right. I mean, a plain reading of this document shows what it was intended to be. All you have to do is pick it up. It's not even that long. Pick it up, read it, and you'll be like, oh, my God, I can't believe that these people have all these alphabet soup agencies and have gone on and created Social Security and all these other programs. These things, they'll lock you up if you don't participate. You know, the founders were against an income tax, but there it is. They shoved that thing through with the 16th Amendment, or they didn't and just made it happen, or whatever happened.
And we've been at war for 100 years plus. I mean, you know, going back to even the Civil War. So, I mean, that's another, you know, 3/4 of a century.
Well, they're certainly busy with their military. Yeah. I mean,
well, and some breaks. You know, and every war, every bit of warring, you know, like our good friend Smedley.
Smedley Butler, the most decorated Marine in history.
Wrote a book, War is a Racket.
War is a Racket. And I mean, he was all over this very same issue back then. And, it's like people don't get it. We've got. At the state level, we've got more than enough government than we need already. And we can work on that as well.
I think that people really very, very badly want to be able to tell the other states what to do. They, you know, the people in Utah are 100% sure that the people in California have got it wrong. And the people in, say, New Jersey think that the people in Florida are idiots. And it just goes on and on and on. It's these, but the nation is so split. It's gotten worse and worse throughout my lifetime.
But the people of these states are, they're choosing being this craziness. They're choosing it. I mean, it's not like, we just have to not choose it anymore. It's just, to me, it's just crazy. You know, if you want to keep having, being enslaved, by a taxation rate that's,
ten times what the founders had to deal with and what they seceded over. Bad slave, thank you for the call.
Exactly.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. What do you think? Government? Bigger? Smaller? Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an act into law which authorizes the extension of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
To every 9/11 hero, you poured out your heart, your sweat, your soul, and everything you had for your country. You ran toward the wreckage into a ball of flames like, frankly, nobody in this country had ever seen.
The president was joined by more than 200 individuals affected by the 9/11 terrorist attacks, including more than 60 first responders. The extension of the fund will ensure compensation for individuals injured during the 2001 terrorist attacks and their aftermath, rescuing people and removing debris under hazardous conditions. The fund was slated to expire in 2020, but the newly signed legislation ensures the compensation for victims through 2090. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Come on and call in. The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Got calls here, and we'll get to you right off the bat here. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
And we've been talking about this situation where a whole bunch of people are intending to show up at Area 51 and storm the place. But you're welcome to call in and talk about whatever you want. And Wesley the G has called in. Wesley, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mark, I saw that you made a radio show about plant-based diets about a week ago, and I'm on a plant-based diet, and I've been on it for about a year. So if you have any questions, you can ask me, like, do you have any questions about plant-based diets?
I don't honestly remember the show on the plant-based diets, whatever that might have been, but... you know, we talk about, I'm happy to talk about anything. What happened was Ian and I went to a burger joint in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculously overpriced, but everything is.
It's Las Vegas.
And we both got one of these Impossible burgers.
That's the new vegan burger that the Impossible company has come out with.
Right, and then there's another one called the Beyond Burger. And I can't speak to the Beyond Burger. I didn't have it, but I presume that it's a competitor to this Impossible Burger, and thus it is as good as the Impossible Burger. I am no advocate for the vegan folks or anything like that. However, I am a fair person, I believe. I believe I myself to be fair. Every jackhole on the internet thinks they're fair too, by the way. And I would say that this burger was as good as a preformed burger that you get at the grocery store, made of meat.
That's what I've heard. I've only read reviews of the Impossible Burger because we don't yet have a Burger King here. It's supposed to open soon. But what I've read is that it's supposedly it's very difficult to tell the difference between the Impossible Burger and a regular ground beef burger.
I would call it a fine burger. I wouldn't call it like the best burger in town or anything. But usually that has a lot to do with sort of the cheese, the toppings, the grill, preparation and things like that. Have you tried one of these, Wesley?
I've never tried the Beyond Burger or the Impossible Burger. I know that at the Monadoc Co-op grocery store in Keene, they have those Beyond Meat. Yeah. Sorry for mispronouncing.
No problem.
They do have the Beyond Meat, and they also have like other vegan mock meats. I've tried vegan pizza with the vegan cheese, honestly, I couldn't tell the difference. It was pretty good.
How long had you been vegan or whatever, not meat eating, whatever your terminology you used to wish to describe yourself with? How long had you been that before you had the pizza?
Right. So I had the pizza when I was in Manchester just a couple of weeks ago. And I've been vegan for about like 8 months before that.
Okay.
And I've been like kind of like a traditional vegan, you know, like eating potatoes and rice and beans, you know, not really eating these, plant-based meats or anything.
Right. And I think that first off, this is what, the vegetarians and vegans of the world need to do is they need to provide those of us who want to eat meat with some alternative. And second, stop telling lies like this is cheese, you know, when it's just something horrible.
If it's not cheese, then it's not cheese.
Right. And I'm not into this. My philosophy is that first off, the amount of meat that the average American eats is probably too much. It's probably not a healthy amount. And that that livestock is necessary for a functional sort of farm ecosystem. A lot of people want to get rid of livestock entirely. You need livestock to tread the ground and to poop on it and do all kinds of stuff like that. But I think that's probably, there's still probably a way, way, way too much livestock. And the factory farming that goes on, chickens and hogs, I don't think it's as much with cattle. But then again, I don't know that much about cattle. We raised them when I was a kid. And they had plenty of pasture and all that stuff. We just took them to the slaughterhouse and, off they went.
I didn't really want to talk about like the ethics or the environment, but I do agree that, I think we both agree that, people like consume too much meat and it has like some effect on the environment.
So what do you think that somebody should know about a plant-based diet? Because I don't really have any questions. I guess I'm much more.
I have one question.
Sure.
One thing I've heard about plant-based diets is that it's apparently, I've heard that it's difficult to get enough protein. Is that true? And what do you do about it?
It's not difficult to get protein on a plant-based diet. One fact, every plant has protein. Bananas have protein, apples have protein. So if you're eating a lot of plants throughout the day, it's quite easy to get to accumulate protein. And things that are high in protein are like broccoli, beans, and grains.
Yeah, nobody's ever going to say broccoli's bad for you. They're just never going to do it.
right. So broccoli is high in a lot of different nutrients, and it's also low in calories. So that's a great combination. A lot of plant foods are like that. They have a lot of vitamins, and they're only like 5 calories per serving or something.
It makes one wonder because like if the Brussels sprout and broccoli and several other vegetables are basically from the same plant that has been bred to do different things. And the cruciferous vegetables is what they're called. Mm-hmm. I don't know them off the top of my head. Maybe one of them is cauliflower. Maybe it's not. I don't even know. But it's interesting that they have different sort of vitamin profiles than the others. And they're basically the same plant.
Weren't they bred to be different, though?
They certainly were, yeah. Selected to be different, yeah. Indeed. Well, Wesley?
You're not dying, right? I'm not dying, no. Oh, God, it's a heart attack. I know that you can put nutrients in plants when you're gardening. You can spray them with like a nutrient supplement, and then you can have a plant with that nutrient.
Oh, that's interesting. So what are some of the things that people ask you about a plant-based diet?
Well, a lot of people do ask me, where do you get your protein? Some of the people think, like...
Fat people worried about where to get protein.
Yeah. Sometimes people ask me, like, it's healthy, but it's going to be, like, so disgusting or something. It's like... No, in fact, like a lot of vegan meals, they're very quite tasty because of all the different plants. They each have their own kind of flavor and taste to them. So you can have a very flavorful dish with just a few, you know.
I think somebody's got to be ready for a real lifestyle change to say that, you know, I'd like a medley of peppers and onions and celery and whatever here rather than a nice big cheeseburger. And I think that the Beyond Burger, the Impossible Burger people are really taking the right route here, which is finding a plant-based alternative to the food that people want to eat. Because I know if I've gone a little while without eating, I'm getting hungry. I'm looking for that calorie intensive payoff. It comes from a certain set of, you know, taste, a certain taste profile. And that's where I'm going to be. And nothing's going to change that. All the, you know, at my house, we have a lot of green drinks is what, you know, my wife calls them. I call them swamp water.
They're plants that have been run through a blender and poured into your drink.
Right. It's basically a vegetable smoothie, and they're good for 45 minutes or so. It's like eating an apple.
Yeah.
And then I'm hungry. And then I have another one, and then I'm hungry. And, you know,
right.
You can have some tahini, or you can have some, some nuts or something to sort of stave off the hunger for a few hours at that point, because that'll be helpful.
Right, okay, so some kind of plant foods are really good for that feeling full, or like potatoes. They're the highest on the satiety index. And things that are not so good are like smoothies, because they go through your system really fast.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I appreciate the call, Wesley. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We could probably get you in if you make a phone call now. The number 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. As in freedom. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
So let's go to the phones, Michael, right here. We got calls on the line, so let's do it. David, you're from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
New Mexico? Where's that?
Near Albuquerque, I hear.
Oh,
Ian,
oh yeah.
Ian
yeah,
thought
yeah,
that Area 51 was in New Mexico. Oops.
Who did? Ian?
Ian, yeah.
That sounds about right. Yeah. No, we have White Sands Missile Range, which may be somewhat similar, but it's not the same.
And Roswell, right?
Roswell, which is where the aliens first landed.
Well, actually, there was Corona, which is quite a ways from Roswell. White Sands is like a long rectangle north to south in the middle of the state, and that Roswell UFO crashed just outside of that rectangle in the northeast, and Roswell is about, I don't know, 90 miles from that site. That's just guessing without measuring on the map.
Yep.
And then there was a Socorro incident years, like a decade later, 15 years later, whatever it was, I don't remember, which is on the other side of that rectangle in the northwest is where that incident was. But yeah, Roswell is like the closest large town or town of any size, put it that way, to that Corona, New Mexico.
I imagine they've taken that whole alien thing as something important to the town, a tourist aspect.
Yeah, that's basically. Matter of fact, Roswell. You said Little Alien. I thought you were talking about Roswell because I think they have one of those in Roswell as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have a alien festival every summer.
And people, they have a parade. People dress up like aliens and walk down the street.
Thing. They got their museum and all that.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I wanted to address, there were things on the list from last night, but they happened to tie into what you're saying tonight, too. You're talking about, first of all, the Constitution. You say you never signed up for anything, but somebody else did sign up for you. You're the beneficiary of contracts that were made back then. You know, whether you like it or not, you're the beneficiary of it. And I happen to want those protections, and so I do claim that contract. I do own that contract. I have those rights given to me in that contract. You know, other people may not want them, but I want them, and I claim them.
Pretty clearly, it's not a contract. If it was, they'd have to obey it. But
I'm
not against it.
No,
look,
no.
David, I'll go ahead and say that if I thought the Constitution was an effective way to secure freedom. If the government had stayed, the United States government had stayed the size that it was, outlined in the United States federal constitution, no one would listen to them. You know, because what are they going to be complaining about? Cops and roads and, judges? That's not worth complaining about.
We wouldn't be here at all. We'd have to go find other jobs.
You're forgetting about the golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules.
Oh, yes.
And combined with might makes right. The contract is there, but if you don't enforce your rights, then, and that's part of the other thing that I was going to say that ties into the Area 51 thing, showing up. The whatever contract you have, whether it's an ancient contract that you don't really see as a contract, or it's one you signed with ink on paper this afternoon when you got your cell phone or whatever that you do believe in, neither of them mean anything unless you're willing to show up and stand up for your rights, with the last line of defense being showing up with your body. And so, for instance, showing up at Area 51 is one of the ways. It's a model that should be used, all across government. You don't have to show up and fight, but if you show up and just be present so that you're seen, and then and confront, address the issue, be seen, refuse to go away, resist legally, make work for them, be like, make them herd cats, eventually you win. And if you look at that model, it's like the only model that's ever really won in these kind of things, whether you're talking about Gandhi or Martin Luther King, civil rights struggle. It's the only model that really ever works is when people get fed, the American Revolution. You finally get fed up enough that you show up with your body. You don't even have to fight. If you show up in significant numbers, the other army walks away because they know they're going to die if they don't.
I will agree with you that most of the major successes throughout human history, at least the recent history, have had to do with people showing up. And it doesn't have to be, it likely will not be successful if you're ready to do violence or whatever, but people that are committed. But at the same time, large groups aren't very good at getting what they want because they get tricked pretty easily. So the famous quote from Alexander Haig is, let them march all they want as long as they continue to pay their taxes. And what happens is that, they'll concede, right? Like the government, the people will say, all right, you can have what you want. And then, everybody goes home and they do something that kind of looks like what you wanted them to do, but everything just continues on as usual.
And
right.
Nothing ever
that's
changes.
The mistake. That's the mistake. I suggest you don't march. I suggest you show up and you park your ass and you camp and you don't go any damn place until you've got everything that is yours and it's secured. And then you go back to your normal life. And the second they have to act up again, you go back and smack them in the face once again until they can't take it anymore. And remember that the difference between if you're on the righteous, without defining righteous, when you're on the righteous side of something, you got a lot more stamina and stick-to-itiveness, because the other side, by definition, is a mercenary. And the mercenary is not going to stay and fight in the mud to the death when things get really tough, when all they're getting is $100 or whatever they're getting. They're going to leave way before you leave. They're going to quit way before you quit.
How do you get most of the American people to actually stand up?
They won't rise up for much of anything.
No, season 4 of Stranger Things.
Yeah, you're trying to do it all at once. But if people, when people see that there's a small group, whether that's 10 or 20 or 200, that shows up and sticks to it and doesn't get kicked off, then more will join. A few more will join, and then the momentum will grow, and pretty soon it's an overwhelming momentum, as opposed to the other model where we get a million man march and we march a million men in there for 12 hours and then it's all over. Well, anybody can wait that out, but if you go in, in a force that you can logistically support and stick to it, then more and more will continue to join you. And the other side will start getting real worried real fast as they see the numbers continuing to increase as opposed to one big wave that comes and then is gone.
So I think it's worth mentioning at this point. It certainly doesn't fit all your criteria, but it's worth mentioning the bonus war. The bonus war was an event in, I think it's like the 1930s. Might have been the 1920s.
I think it was the 30s.
Okay, and World War I vets were promised certain benefits, and they wanted them early. Basically, we're poor, and we're hungry, and we want our benefits now. And they went to Washington, D.C., many, many hundreds, if not thousands of them. I can't tell you
that. Yeah, it was thousands.
I wasn't prepared for this.
They were camped all over the
probably
place.
Probably tens of thousands would be my guess. And they camped out all over the what they could call the mall, this big, giant, grassy area in Washington, D.C. And I think it was MacArthur who led, MacArthur and Patton were involved in this attack on Americans, which actually resulted in some deaths.
Yeah, didn't they shoot some people?
I don't think they shot them. I think they set some things on fire and maybe there's some tramplings or something. But I mean, it's a cavalry charge on Americans, by Americans, for just Americans wanting some stuff from their government that they were promised. Now, would I say that I don't think the government actually violated any contracts in that circumstance, but people wanted what they wanted. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I was going to say, and your point is, and I'm setting you up, let me tip you off, I'm setting you up a little bit, and your point is?
Well, my point is that sometimes people get organized and the government will use military force against you.
Right. Yeah, right. What I would say to that situation, and then in my weak knowledge of history, I believe there was something known as the Whiskey Rebellion, which would have been something similar. But if you take those two situations, and especially the one that you outlined, since you're familiar with it, and compared it to the model that I suggested, I'm going to speculate that they didn't. They were close. From what I know, but I don't think they adhered as closely to the model that I laid out as I would suggest to them if they wanted to win their campaign there.
Thanks for the call, David. I would recommend to people to check out Erica Chenoweth's book, Why Civil Resistance Works. There's another author there, but I don't have her name memorized. But it's elucidating in this circumstance why civil resistance works.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.